This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. So just beam me up, man. Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I'm feeling great.
All right.
Happy Monday to you, boys and girls. I got one question and one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Hey, that's all that really matters. We come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
I'm doing great.
Cavaliers and Celtics tonight. Looking at trying to lock up that number one seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Cavs have sat both LeBron and Kyrie for tonight's game in Miami, and yet they still lead by 10 points, 68-58, with 9 minutes to play in the third quarter. Meantime, the Celtics are playing the Brooklyn Nets and are predictably whitewashing the Knicks, the Nets rather, running away with that one. So the Heat will need to try to win this game. Basically, what Miami's doing is they're saying, we don't care about the one seed, because you certainly wouldn't say, yeah, we'll try to beat a playoff team of the Heat and hope that the Celtics lose to the awful Nets when we're sitting LeBron and Kyrie Irving. But that's exactly what they're doing tonight. For the most part, though, the rest of the Cavs are holding up their end of the bargain as they lead, as I mentioned, the third quarter. Meantime, the Celtics lead by 20 at home against Brooklyn. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, Twitter DA on CBS. With a Cavaliers win and a Celtics loss, they would lock up the one seed, but with the Celtics easily cruising, the Heat magic number with a win would simply be down to one. They would still need a win in their final regular season game or a loss by the Celtics in theirs. It's time for your 5-minute mothership.
So what did you miss? Glad you asked. It's 5-minute mothership.
We start with LeBron, where after collapsing yesterday down the stretch, up 26 points of the fourth quarter against the Hawks and still finding a way to lose, the Heat are resting tonight.
For me, it's never been about trying to get the number one seed. It's just trying to play as great as basketball as you can every single night. And whatever happens, happens. So, you know, the last 10 games, we're 5-5. And, you know, we had some good moments. We had some not-so-good moments, obviously, with today. And the best thing for our team is that we want to go down the stretch and be healthy.
Look, this would be pretty huge if the Cavaliers can win on the road against a playoff team. Granted, the Heat aren't a very good playoff team, but they are a playoff team nonetheless. If everybody but LeBron and Kyrie could somehow find a win tonight, Darren Williams has 20 points. He started tonight. Channing Frye has 18 to go along with 5 rebounds and 11-6 for Kevin Love, who I think is battling flu-like symptoms. And they still said, you go play, big boy. Always the third option in Cleveland for Kevin Love. Never gets the respect. No respect. Hey, no respect. I asked Ty Lue if I could sit down for a night. He said, get out there, you bum. I said, hey, no respect. Wow, I'm doing Chris Moore doing Rodney Dangerfield. I got to stop. Can't do that.
What do you say here?
Hey. You get a free bowl of soup with that hat? Hey. No respect. Jim Leyritz joined us, baseball analyst, former New York Yankee, among other teams. He's out based in Anaheim and says if the Angels don't get better, they could be losing Mike Trout.
Well, they got to go spend some money. They've got to spend some money on, you know, bringing in some good pitching staff and people that, you know, and surround him with the people that are going to help him win. And I think, you know, it's really now more than never, because you got Pujols, you know, it looks like he's going to have a good year. He's healthy again. This is the year, the next year or two to do it. And like I said, I think if he gets the free agency and they haven't done better than third place, I think there's a good opportunity that they lose him to free agency.
I got to see how many more years Albert Pujols has on his Angels contract. Hang on. How many more years can it be? Oh. Four after this. He's 37. He's making $26 million this year. He's got 4 years after this. 27 next year at the age of 38. 28 at the age of 39. 29 at the age of 40. And then $30 million at 41 years old in 2021. Can you believe Albert Pujols has been a member of the Angels for, this is his sixth year there, and he's got 4 years after this. They signed him to a 10-year deal at the age of 32. Oh my God. That's just the worst. Guy's got nearly 600 home runs, by the way. He's going to top 600 home runs this year. He's got 592. And finally, Devontae Fields, Louisville pass rusher. What's it like trying to track down Lamar Jackson in practice?
Well, I couldn't catch him. So when I got like even 5 yards away, I stopped.
Must have been incredible. Yeah. Must have been trying to like catch a water bug or something.
Oh, yeah. He's too fast, man.
He was fun to watch, man. Lamar Jackson this past season, real fun to watch. And he looked like the Heisman candidate and the Heisman surefire thing for most of the season, and then kind of collapsed at the end. His team did the last 2 weeks, and then Deshaun Watson just kind of kept doing his thing. And that is your 5-minute mothership. We're moving time slots a week from tonight. We'll be moving into the daytime hours. Somehow the bosses thought that would be a good idea. We'll be moving into Tiki and Tierney's time slot, 9 until noon Eastern time. And I've been alerted by the bosses that they think that we're actually ready for a daily webcast. So you will be able to watch the show every day on the web, fully produced as a TV show. Mraz, do you think they realize what type of decision they made there?
No, I don't.
What are you coughing up? Let it out, big guy.
I just had a little water. I think it went down the wrong pipe. Mm. One of those moments.
Uh-huh.
My question is...
Good timing,
yes. My question is, maybe this pertains to you, as you see what I'm wearing tonight, with us now going to be webcasted, do I have to change my wardrobe a little bit here?
Not at all.
You sure?
No.
Because I am who I am.
I know.
I throw in the occasional button down, but for the most part, I am who I am.
I'm going to do you a big favor here, big boy. You just need to do your job better than you've ever done it before. But you can wear whatever the hell you want to wear.
I like that. That almost feels like I'm being suckered into something.
No.
But I understand.
I mean, look, producing the show is going to be more important than ever before.
More eyes on me, for sure.
More eyes. As we've talked about, the bosses will be listening to the entirety of the show. There's going to be a lot of ways that the bosses and corporate types can be watching and checking in on the show.
Post-game interviews.
So there's more pressure for you to get the job done more than ever before. But in light of that, do not come in a button down and slacks, because that's not you. That's not who's comfortable for
you. I wear jeans. I'll throw in the button down every once in a while. I like to look nice sometimes, but the jeans stay.
The jeans have to stay. And I'm sure during the summer, you're going to have shorts.
Well, I don't know. See, the shorts a little rough. Unless you're a host, you know, the shorts, you can't really wear during business hours. I'll get judged.
You think hosts can?
Host is definitely a fine line of shorts and business hours here. I believe Joe Beningo WFN called it the $1 million club. If you're if you're a guy like Mike Francesa, Doug Gottlieb, you could wear the shorts here. Nobody's going to say anything. If you're a guy like Sean Mraz, no, you got to stick with the jeans.
It's interesting. People don't know this, but you had a 5 o'clock shorts thing going on last summer.
Oh, yeah, because I like my legs to be free and comfortable.
And at 5 o'clock, when the bosses would leave, you would go into the back of the newsroom, into one of the back cubicles, I think specifically Tiki's cubicle, and you used to drop your jeans, drop trowel, and then throw on shorts, and everybody could see your boxers in the back of the newsroom.
Yes, thank you. I don't know if that was for public consumption, but yes, that's exactly what it did, because it was hot in the summer. You want to be comfortable. And when I walked out of here at 10 o'clock at night on a July night when it's 95 degrees, you think I want to wear jeans and sweat through them? Heck no.
Itchy nipple chub rub.
So, but you did that because you didn't want the bosses seeing you in shorts.
Yes, because
now there's no 5 o'clock shorts
option.
There's
no. However, I have thought about this.
Okay.
Because there's a chance with the new hours I get fatter.
Sure.
And I mean that because I got in a good routine and got healthier with waking up and going to the gym every day and only having firsts for dinner, not being able to have seconds because I'm not near my kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm worried about this. So basically, my premise here is I am going to have to change into my gym clothes at approximately 2:55 when I do, because I stay and do sports minutes after the show ends. And in that last sports minute, back where I do the sports minutes at that studio, I will thus change into gym clothes.
In that little studio?
I will, yes. And I will ride the Long Island Railroad home in my gym clothes, because if I do not, and I dare go home off the train after working all day and being up at 5 in the morning, there is not a chance in heck I am making it to the gym. It's going to be goodnight delights. Next thing you know, I'm on my 600-pound life on TLC in a year.
So you're telling me that you are going to be in that back room editing the Sports Minute while changing into gym shorts, and then you'll be making a beeline out of the studios because you don't want the bosses to see you in gym shorts, but you got to walk by their offices.
No, but it'll be the quick, you know, quick as lightning on the way out, so they could do a double take. Like, they've seen me for 7.5 hours, let's say, in a decent enough attire that maybe I'm a fool. Like, is he wearing what he thinks? Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, but you'll be leaving them with the last image of you in gym shorts.
I think they want health over above all else, right? They want a healthy producer.
Oh, so you're gonna convince them that this is best for your long-term health.
Yeah, I mean, I could come in with my face looking like a pizza pie from fat acne and 17 rolls on me at the end of August, but I'm sure they don't want that.
People get fat sometimes. What are you going to do? It happens.
So you're already worried that your personal health is going to take a huge hit with these
Listen,
new hours.
I'm pumped about the new hours. The only thing I'm concerned about is there's the potential for, not talking about 5 pounds, major weight gain by me. Major weight gain.
Has Danielle addressed this?
Yes, because she sometimes can get lazy and not go to work days. And she said, I know you. You're going to come home, sit on the couch, let the dog out, and you're going to fall asleep for 3 hours. And at 8 o'clock at night, you're not getting up to go to the gym. And I said, you're probably right. So I need to come prepared with gym clothes and not even sniff my home until a workout is done after work.
Let's say you just kind of let it all hang out and that no,
let myself go?
Nobody was looking after you during these new hours. How much do you think you could put on over the course of the summer?
One summer, I could probably gain 40 pounds.
40?
I could.
You're what? You're 261 now?
No, I've gotten down. I'm 252 as of this morning.
Wow. You think you could get to nearly 3 bills in one summer?
Listen, I know I've gotten near 3 bills before. I never crossed the 3 bills threshold, but I got in the 290s. So I know I could. And it's just speaking of my discipline, because again, you got to think about it. Now I'm going to be cooking dinner at home, which I want to do. But all of a sudden that pot's there. If I'm going in for seconds and thirds, which I don't have now, and then you factor in not going to the gym, you know, who knows, maybe sleeping a little less, like maybe getting 6 hours of sleep. There's a lot of factors that could work against me here, and I got to figure out the best way to keep it alive. All sorts of whatever morning show goodies get delivered to Boomer and Carton.
Yeah.
Be snacking on those.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can become a real pig piglet in these hours. For the web stream to see.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And you already got me doing 50 eating challenges this summer now that we're being streamed.
Yeah, now that we're on the web stream, I got
one a week. I mean, what am I going to do here? I'm going to have chicken nuggets stuck to my ribs.
The new hours start on Monday. We move to 9 to noon Eastern time. A reminder that if you can only listen during these hours, we'll have full episodes of the podcast on iTunes and our website, So you can simply listen to those like you would the normal show during these hours. But also in the earlier show, you'll be able to watch us on the webcast. 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, a little dumbership story for you. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
When you hear the zap zap, you're on board.
Hey, man, can you get me up to the food court, please?
Chubbo.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
22 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Full episodes of The Doc available on iTunes. Simply go there, subscribe for free. DA on CBS. Click on that little subscription link. You'll get all the episodes of The DA Show for free and automatically uploaded to your iTunes. Cavaliers looking to get closer, inch closer to the number one seed tonight. Cavs lead the Heat 86-74, despite LeBron and Kyrie not playing tonight, under a minute to play in the third quarter. They'll need this one because the Celtics are running away with things against the Brooklyn Nets, and the Cavaliers now tied back with the Celtics because they just collapsed against the Hawks yesterday. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. We also now have all of our NHL playoff schedules and playoff matchups. And I think we got some good ones. I think we got some really good matchups, specifically in the Eastern Conference, with a lot of good teams and some good old bad blood type rivalries, including an original six matchup between the Rangers and the Habs, the Canadiens. Whereas now that we have our playoff matchups outside of the Rangers, what do you think is the most interesting playoff early first round series?
I think it's Capitals Maple Leafs in the East.
Really?
Second straight year the Capitals have won the President's Trophy. Everybody now thinks, of course, this is the year the Capitals are going to go make a Stanley Cup. But the perfect team to undercut the Caps and play their style are the Maple Leafs, who might be too young and too dumb to realize the importance and the pressure of the situation, led by Austin Matthews, who was a stud all season. The Maple Leafs kind of, everybody thought they were, you know, a year away from making the playoffs and really arrived, pushed at the end of the year after hitting a little slide, got into the last wild card, and they might be the team to figure out Braden Holtby and knock out the Caps here in round one.
How about the Penguins against the Blue Jackets? Penguins, obviously, coming off the Stanley Cup, and the Jackets had that really long win streak to open up the season. Can the Blue Jackets knock off the Pens in the first round?
I don't think so. I think the Penguins are too good and have too much firepower, and I've seen John Tortorella coach teams versus the Penguins in the playoffs back when he was a Rangers coach. I think his blocking shot style and basically give up your body for everything, I think the Blue Jackets will get worn down in this series by the Penguins.
Bruins fire their coach and Claude Julien, ends up being the right move because they end up making a push for the playoffs. They'll take on the Ottawa Senators. What's the early preview here?
The Senators have battled a lot of injuries. They don't score as many goals as they should have because they kind of play another defensive style. They got hot a little later on. Craig Anderson, I think, actually is the better goalie than Tuukka Rask. This is really a coin flip series. Ultimately, I think Ottawa wins it, but I think no matter what, the winner of the series is going to get bounced by either the Habs or Rangers in the second round.
I really, out west, I love this Oilers and Sharks matchup of the first round. Edmonton, years of rebuilding. The last time they were in the playoffs was 06 when they made it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. So it's been 11 years since they've even been in the playoffs. They're the two seed on that side of the bracket, taking on a Sharks team that kind of got the monkey off their back last year, I guess, in terms of advancing further and further than they were supposed to. So, I don't know. I think Oilers-Sharks could be a really cool first-round matchup.
It could be. And Todd McClellan, the Oilers coach, used to coach the Sharks. So, I mean, that has... why am I stumbling over this? That is,
you're choking again?
That's a big series for him. Brent Burns, the Sharks defenseman. I think a lot of people are going to talk about Connor McDavid in this series. Brent Burns, there was a chance he could have led the NHL in points at one point this year. He's the star. He's the guy with the long beard that everybody goes crazy about, so he's somebody to watch in this series. I think if he's on the ice the same time as Connor McDavid, those are going to be obviously huge shifts, and both of those guys can literally swing this entire series.
How about Wild and Blues? Those home crowds in Minnesota at the XL Energy Center are insane, and they're going to continue to be insane, and this is a good Wild team. I mean, I would say this is probably the best Wild team they've ever had since they came back as Minnesota Wild, right?
Yeah, if you ask me today, which I guess you are, I think the Wild are going to represent the West in the Stanley Cup
this
year.
Is that right?
I really do. I like them. I think they finally put it together. Not really flashy with star power, but deep by four lines. So, like, no matter what line they run at you, they're going to give you problems. I think the home crowd is going to get behind them. I think I view the Blues as a choking team. They've been that way for a couple years. I think the Wild are going to win this series. This will be hard fought in round one, but I think Minnesota makes a run to the Cup.
Got the Blackhawks against the Predators, and then also the Ducks against the Flames. Those are your first round matchups now set for the NHL postseason. Let's get to your dummership.
You Earthlings are strange life forms. DA, should we really highlight these weirdos?
Being weird is not a crime.
It's your latest installment of The Dumber Ship.
Where else would we go besides Florida? Have you ever been at a casino and you have maybe your girlfriend, your husband, whatever it is, a date that you were with, a brother, a sister, a grandparent, a mom, a dad, whoever you're with, pull the lever for good luck. Maybe a best friend, push that little go sign for the jackpot, the electronic jackpot. Well, don't do that. Jan Flatto put $50 in a slot machine at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Fort Lauderdale. $50 into a slot machine seems ridiculous to me, but Jan did so. She was looking to win $100,000. So she's playing, and then she says to her friend Marina Navarro, "Hey, push this one for me. Let's get some good luck." Suddenly, lights flashed and the pay line says she won jackpot, $100,000. So Jan goes to collect. And of course, with $100,000, casino managers and management have to go and check the tape and make sure everything is on the up and up. And they did. And they say, "Well, yeah, you won $100,000, but you didn't, Jan. Your friend did. She pushed the button." And Jan's like, no, but it was my money. She just pushed it for me. The rule is the person who pushes the slot machine button or pulls the arm wins the jackpot. So Jan lost the $50 she put in, and Navarro took all the money and left. Didn't give any to Jan. Now they don't talk to one another. She walked out with the entire jackpot. Navarro also insisted armed security keep an eye out for Jan as she walked out. Jan said, "I said, Marina, what are you doing?" She didn't say a word, got up, and walked out. Weeks later, apparently, Marina sent Jan a text message asking, "Do you still hate me?" To which Jan responded, "How could you do that to me?" To which Marina responded, "I miss you." "Sorry, that doesn't really matter." Jan is still furious about what happened, but now... Oh, Jan is a Jan. Sorry, it's a dude. Jan has an important... I guess it could be Jan, too, but that's a dude. He has an important message for other slot players. Quote, "Don't ever let them touch the button. Don't even tell them to touch anything for luck because they can do what Marina did to me." Marina says, "Hey, Jan went ballistic, so I had to leave. He was screaming in front of everybody." Navarro says that Jan sent her threatening text messages because why wouldn't he? She took $100,000 and this is Florida. Yeah. He apparently texted her, "Don't have me as an enemy. It's not good. We'll see who made the big mistake. It's not me." Yeah. Do not let anybody touch that lever, including the hottie that you're with, because she will leave with that money. Just ask Jan. That's your dummership. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, your stories that didn't make the cut, plus your epic fail, and we'll jump back to your calls as well. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's a bird. It's a plane. Nah, it's just the mothership.
New listener, but I'm loving the show. I'm tuning in to you more and more every evening. You guys come with it.
Thank you, buddy.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
40 minutes past the hour. Remember, we are streaming. CBSSportsRadio.com is the website if you're in front of your computer. If your affiliate doesn't have us on for any reason, especially in the new time slot, 9 until noon Eastern, starting on Monday. It's okay. Download the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, or the Radio.com app. By the end of the night, the Celtics could be all by themselves for the number one seed of the Eastern Conference as the Heat now lead the Cavaliers with under 7 to play, 100-97, as the Celtics blew out the Nets tonight. If the Heat hold on to win, Celtics would have the best record in the Eastern Conference by themselves. Ernie's next up. He's in Tennessee, listening on CBS Sports Radio 640 there. What's up, Ernie?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your new time slot, and best of luck.
Oh, that's kind of you. Thank you, sir.
Well, I listen to all these shows, and you're right at the top. I miss my friend Brian Jones that left this show, and I know he's on the 6-9 deal, but I miss him, and then Chris Moore. But this seems to be a springboard to a better job, this shift you were doing now. So hopefully it'll work out great for you, and hopefully Mraz also and the rest. But my Celtics, do we have a chance of winning the East if we get the best record? I know that Cleveland's supposed to be this and that, but Cleveland's not that much better than Boston. They have three great players, and Boston has one, or two really good players, and Boston has one, is the advantage.
I think that the only team in the Eastern Conference, Ernie, that can knock off the Cavaliers is the Celtics. But I got a hard time believing that in a seven-game series, the Celtics can beat them four times after what happened last Wednesday. That was supposed to be the moment that the Celtics rose up. That was supposed to be the moment that Boston seized the number one seed, and they might win the number one seed overall. But the last time these two teams played in Boston with a crazy crowd, LeBron dominated and the Celtics folded. So they beat them head to head this season, 3-1. And even though the Cavaliers have not been playing good basketball down the stretch, I mean, man, they just handed it to the Celtics. And I'm supposed to believe that Boston can beat them four times. Now, maybe here's the Celtics' best bet, is that the Cavaliers end up not having much problems in the first round, but in the second round, maybe getting, I think the Raptors would be the 3, so the Wizards in the 4, that the Wizards maybe take them the distance or take them 6 or something, and that the Cavaliers need a huge game 6 out of LeBron to just make the Eastern Finals, or maybe need a game 7, and they're somewhat winded, they're somewhat taxed, and they get to the Eastern Finals, and they got to open up with 2 on the road in Boston, and the Celtics win both. And now you got to go back to Cleveland for 2, and maybe Cleveland wins those 2. But then you have a game 7 in Boston, and the Cavaliers are just flat out winded and fatigued after all of these runs. They've been to the NBA Finals the last 2 years, maybe 2 emotional series. Maybe that's when you bite them. Maybe that's when you get them and you take them down. But the Celtics, if they're going to do that, they're going to have to play way better than they did last Wednesday, because that was not even a fair fight. It was 20-19 after the first quarter, and then everything after that was all Cavs. It's time for your question of the day, your Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. If it's taking longer to stop, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Spring Break Deals event. You can take advantage of O'Reilly's Do It Right rebate and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Shane tweets in, DA, do you think they should just rebrand the NBA MVP as Offensive Player of the Year, then also give an actual MVP award for value to the team? No, because I think that we already have too many awards to give out anyway, and we're overvaluing these awards as it is. The MVP, I just don't really think it makes much difference. I mean, this year it's a nice race, but it feels like it's just something to talk about. You know, 50 years ago when it's Oscar and Wilt and Bill Russell, there's not endless debates about who deserved the NBA MVP. This year, James Harden's on the better team. I think Russell Westbrook has been better individually. I do. I think that Russell Westbrook's triple doubles, but also his huge shots in clutch situations, everything that he has done, I think is deserving of MVP. And if I had to have a vote, I would vote Russell Westbrook. But I think James Harden has an incredible case to be made, obviously. And on top of that, James Harden, as I'm sure, happier being the 3 seed and not have the MVP than be the MVP and be the 6 seed like Russell Westbrook. Rod is next up in Modesto, California, listening to 970 to CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rod?
Hey, DA. Man, I listen to you every night on the way home. I leave work at 6 o'clock out here on the West Coast with that AM 970.
Right on, man. And, appreciate it.
And I listen in the morning to Tiki Barber and his partner.
There you go.
And now I'm going to be listening to you in the morning on the way to work.
Oh, yeah. There we go. We like that.
I do like that. I like the fact that you're going to be by morning because Perez is a crack-up.
Yeah, that's one way to describe
you.
Yeah. No,
that's one way.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm looking forward to is a little change of venue there so I don't have to listen to KNBR about the Giants all the time.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be following us, man. Thank you.
Okay. My question is, Moran, you know, was talking about hockey. Is he your go-to hockey guy?
He's our Don Cherry a la mode.
That's nice. I believe that Edmonton's going to get mopped up by the Sharks, but I'll tell you what, when the Sharks play the Wild, that's your 7-game series to watch out west here.
I love it. I'm really excited. Yep. I'm really excited about it. Oh, sorry to cut you off. I'm really excited about it. I think that we have, honestly, the Stanley Cup playoffs, even if you're not a hockey fan, is, to me, must-watch compelling theater. Because when you get a close game, especially in the third period or into overtime, the emotional up and down is so dramatic. It is so incredible. It is so heart-wrenching that you can't shake it. And I would tell you this, even if you're not into hockey, just if you ever stumble upon one of these games in overtime, just give it 5 minutes. Because it is just like a seesaw. It's like one end of the ice, the next end of the ice. It is so cool going back and forth when a series is on the line or a game is on the line in overtime. It really is. Yesterday at the Masters, Sergio Garcia finally defeats the demons, finally exercises all of those old ghosts that said he's a choker, he's a choke artist, he can't get it done. And I made this parallel earlier in the show. To have that history, I don't know what the parallel is, because I don't know if we really have a choker right now in sports from a team standpoint. The Cubs kind of were that historically, obviously, before this World Series. The Browns were that back when they were actually kind of good. Now they're so terrible you can't even call them chokers because they're like 1-15. So I'm going to just bring the Falcons out there because they choked away the Super Bowl. Imagine next year Atlanta was back in the Super Bowl, but they had driven the length of the field after giving up the lead and had a gimme field goal from like 36 yards out to win it at the end of regulation. And they missed it, and then they've got to come back in overtime. Would you think that they had any chance to win it in OT? Of course not. You'd say, okay, well, this one's over. But that's exactly what Sergio did. With the putt to win it on 18, he botches it and has to come back, regroup, and somehow shake off all of those years of not having gotten it done, and did it. That was a remarkable display. That was a really cool sports moment. And I love when stories and narratives are rewritten. I really do. I love it. I love it because it proves sports is an ongoing evolutionary thing that can always change. And that the moment that you think you know what's going to happen, you don't know. I think that's amazing. I really do. I love that part of it. Time for your epic fail of the night, boys and girls. And your epic fail comes to us from 2 years ago. Right around this time, you might remember that the DA show staff, James Ward, Mraz, Planet Steve-O, we put together a Zubaz music video to get ready and to get pumped up for the NFL draft. James Ward's an actual musician. He once went on tour with his band and opened up for Alien Ant Farm. He broke it down as part of our epic fail 2 years ago.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
We're all wearing a different pair of Zubaz. Zebra stripe pants, like cloth or linen pants.
I think they're cotton.
Very light.
It's like if you took chef's pants and like put like an animal print on them.
Hospital scrubs.
No, they're not quite scrubs.
They're thin. They're thin cotton. They're quite comfortable.
Cotton breathes. It's much softer.
My favorite part, which I'm glad it made the music video, was me playing drums on Mraz's Buddha belly. Yeah. The best drum sound of the entire afternoon was on Mraz's Buddha belly.
It's because I've been working out. It's tighter there. Yeah. It's not as flappy. Yeah. You don't have as a lot of echoey.
Oh, what kind of drum would you say his belly is?
I would go with the kick drum.
On the kick drum. Come. On the kick drum.
Okay.
Like a nice big round thing. Usually play with like a bass drum pedal.
We didn't have all of the proper instruments.
It's very hard to describe the true magic of a group of guys singing in perfect harmony.
We had an inflatable balloon guitar,
which I played to perfection.
You shredded. At one point, I'm playing a recorder, a plastic recorder that's sponsored by the Pixar film Cars.
Oh, there's always a little recorder in the back of a Poison song.
And then Steve-O is shredding a harmonica.
And connected, happy Tuesday.
His cheeks get red because he's shredding the harmonica so fiercely. And the best part was, it's my harmonica. He goes, oh, don't worry, I'm not actually going to play it. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to fake play it. Within 5 seconds, I hear every incorrect harmonica note. I'm like, all right, I'll have to Lysol this when I get home.
Planet Steve-O.
Got a lot of Planet Steve-O saliva in that harmonica.
A lot of Planet Steve-O all over it. All up in that harmonica, there's no doubt.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Still rocking those Zubaz that we got from the Zubaz company officially?
I slept in my Zubaz last night. How about that?
Man, you wear them a lot. They must be washed and almost about to disintegrate.
They hold pretty good. You'd be surprised, but they're just so comfortable. It gets my leg hair tickling. And they're light, too, so you can wear them when it's warmer out and the windows are open.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love my Zubaz.
Well, they're really more of a warm weather pants because they are so light.
Yeah, like you're gonna break them out in October. Once December 1st hits, I'd put away the Zubaz and go to a little thicker of fabric.
Totally. You need like a real sweatpants during the winter months.
But the Zubaz work for spring as well. They absolutely do. Maybe I'll sit when I'm watching draft night in the Zubaz that night as well.
Well, because you get a little bit of a draft with the Zubaz.
Nope. Well, I guess pun intended, yes. The Zubaz are drafty.
That's why we called that, I think we called that video Getting Drafty.
I don't know. I forgot. But all I know is this. Best sweatpant or pajama pant to go commando in.
What does that mean?
That means that they're nice and ticklish and comfortable, and you don't feel like you have to adjust.
I can't believe you still go commando.
Well, every once in a while, sure. I don't want to tighten up the straps, you know what I mean? Let it breathe.
We called it a drafty pair of Zubaz.
You know what? Looking back, I think the title needs work.
I disagree. I think it's amazing. Actually, I'm going to tweet that out for you so you guys get to watch A Drafty Pair of Zubaz, the music video. You'll love it. It's like an 80s spoof of Poison. That'll do it for us tonight here on the DA Show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Rob Duffy on the Wheels of Steel. And Rich Ackerman and Jay Berman on your headlines. Be good. Be good to one another. I'm DA. The Mothership Disconnects.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.